Hello, and welcome to the final episode of Midday Bach for the spring semester. It is March 13th on this very rainy Monday morning, or afternoon, I guess. It is approximately 3:04, and I would like to remind you that you are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio from Easton, Pennsylvania. Like I said, this is Midday Bach. I am your host, Ethan Semendinger, and today as a special episode because it is the last of the second semester here in my sophomore year. We're doing something a little bit interesting, actually. Starting off, this song, I'm not sure if I've mentioned it before, is called Overture Suite Number 3 in D Major. Now, this song is by what we usually call our namesake in Johann Sebastian Bach, but today, I'm deciding that we want to change it up a little bit, and we're going to be listening to a guy by the name of Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach. Now, we've mentioned him in the past, we've played a little bit of his things. One song that we will hear, Solfeggio, number 1 in C minor, is probably one of his most notable pieces. A very fast rendition, I believe, we're listening to today, by Anna Marija Markovina on piano. So we'll be listening to a collection of Carl Philipp Emanuel pieces, all of which are about a minute 40 or less. A couple of them end up being only about 30 seconds, so very, very quick pieces before our 15 inventions. Today's actually number 15 in B minor. And then, just because it's the last semester, end of the semester, finals week currently, I decided I'm going to have a little bit of fun and go back to something from first semester in Billy Joel and his albums Fantasies and Delusions, and we're going to be finishing up that, going from Soliloquy to Air. So, a very interesting episode, taking a little bit of classical music you really wouldn't hear in the day-to-day life of someone who does listen to classical music. So, I hope you enjoy. This is Midday Bach, and we'll be starting with Andantino in C Major by CPE, or Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful Monday. Thank you. Before this next piece begins, I would like to mention those were the allegros in C major, F major, D major, G major, G minor, and again D major by C.P.E. Bach. And I want to quickly stop because this song has a very fun name. It is called Clavier Stuck Fur Direct Oder Linked Hand Align. But, you know, it's in German, and I don't know how to say German, so that was very, very poorly pronounced. However, it is fun to try to pronounce these songs that were written long, long ago in languages foreign to my own. Good rhyme there, by the way. So we'll be listening to the Clavier Stuck song into his three solfeggios. 1, 2, 3 in C minor, E flat major, and A major, before his two fantasias, number 1 in G major and D minor, will be following that. So 6 more songs of Carl Philipp Emanuel before the 15 inventions. And it is now time for our weekly tradition here at Midday Bach, the 15 Inventions. Today is number 15 in B minor, as I mentioned earlier, by Johann Sebastian Bach. Let's take a careful little listen real quick. And on this day in history, in the year 1821, by a man by the name of Samuel Rust, he actually got a patent for the first practical printing press in the United States of America. Also on this day in history, in 1861, Britain declared neutrality in the American Civil War, and 4 years later, the last land engagement of the American Civil War actually was fought at the Battle of Palmito Ranch in South Texas. This was more than a month after General Lee surrendered at Appomattox. Also on this day in history, Mickey Mantle hit his 500th home run in the year 1967. And the Chicago Cubs were the first team to ever win 8,000 games. This has been Midday Bach and the 15 Inventions. Thank you for listening. Now, this did come about 10 minutes earlier than we typically do, so at this time, at around 3:22 p.m., I would like to mention that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio from Easton, Pennsylvania. As I said earlier, this is Midday Bach. I am your host, Ethan Semendinger. I am pleased that you are joining us on this rainy, rainy Monday. We will be now moving into Billy Joel and his final album, Fantasies and Delusions. Now, this is primarily a classical piano-based album that Billy Joel composed himself. It is 1 to 10 opuses, but I believe we're only listening to... we're actually listening to 8 today. We listened to 2 of them previously. But Billy Joel himself did not actually perform any of these pieces, or at least not for the album. A man by the name of Hyung Ki Ju, an amazing pianist, by the way, he actually performed for Billy Joel to record this album for him. So, always want to give a shout out to the people that do play these songs, because a lot of the times we are playing composers who are from long, long, long ago, or if they are currently still around and making music and performing. If it wasn't them, it is nice to get that recognition. So, Hyung Ki Ju for Billy Joel on Fantasies and Delusions. I hope you enjoy. This is a favorite album of mine, especially when trying to study in finals week, which we currently are in here at Lafayette College. So, thank you again, and here we go. And thus ends today's show of Midday Bach. It is currently around 4:11 p.m. on this rainy Monday, May 13th, during finals week. So I would like to remind you as the hour passed that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio. This was the last Midday Bach of the spring semester here at Lafayette College, and I will hopefully be joining you again in the fall, probably around late August or early September, with a bunch of new works by Bach and other famous classical composers, mainly piano music. It's what I listen to most, but I would like to throw a quick thank you out to all the listeners of Midday Bach these past two semesters. It has been an absolute joy at being able to take some time, usually about an hour, hour and a half out of each week, to plan these shows and put them on the air. So knowing I'm able to do this and being able to provide people with a little bit of classical music to their lives during the week, yeah, really does bring me this sense of joy that I didn't really know that I would have. The beautiful thing about college, right? Being able to try new things, join new clubs, and all the whole nine yards. Before I get too off topic, though, I would just like to end it there. Say thank you for listening. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Monday. And to the Lafayette students who, if you are or are not listening, but to the Lafayette students in general, I wish you the best of luck during your finals week. I myself have one more final on Thursday, so we'll see how that goes. But otherwise, thank you again for listening. I've said that like four times, but we'll say it again. Why not? Thank you again. This has been Midday Bach. I was your host, Ethan Semendinger, and we'll see you in the fall. Thank you.